And joining us right now from SportsIllustrated.com, our great friend Don Banks. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Good to be with you again.
Well, Don, a whole lot to talk about with this Browns team. Let's start with the change in ownership and wanted to get your thoughts on Jimmy Haslam taking this team over earlier this week and Joe Banner becoming the new chief executive officer and the announcement that Mike Holmgren's going to retire at the end of the season. A lot of news on that front just in a matter of a couple of days.
Yeah, it seems a breath of fresh air in every way, Vic. Nationally, the reputation that is quickly forming about Jimmy Haslam as a guy who brings a lot of enthusiasm. He brings, I think, a lot of common sense to the situation. He certainly has passion for owning this franchise. I think as many times as Browns fans have had reason for fresh hope, I think this is the most legitimate fresh start they've had. I just like the approach that I've heard. I think he's going to be open-minded, and yet I think he knows what an NFL organization that's successful looks like and how it's run. I hope he listens to the people that he chooses, because I think that relationship is pivotal. But I think in Joe Banner, he has somebody who knows kind of every in and out of an NFL franchise operation.
And, you know, it's interesting you bring that up about listening to the people you bring in. And there are probably, we speak in generalities a lot with owners. What's a good owner? Well, a good owner is a guy who gives the people who run his team all the resources they need to be successful. And the simple answer is, yeah, give them the cash, you know, buy the free agents, pay the contracts, extensions, et cetera, hire the best people around you. But it's more to it than that, right, Don? Because that communication thing you're talking about and that sense and that awareness, what's your feel for what the best way that Jimmy Haslam can impact this team and make it a success?
Well, I think I do think he's already begun it. I think he needs to get the most high-quality people he can in the key positions, let them do their job. Now, he's always going to have the most important vote, the most important voice. But my sense is he knows what he doesn't know. He knows there's plenty about it that he doesn't bring to the table. And I like the fact that, you know, he's been kind of decisive. He's not trying to rush in and make his stamp or imprint on the organization immediately, but he also knows that you kind of have to have a bold vision for where you're going. He seems like he passes the early sniff test on that front.
And the exposure that he had with the Steelers,
right,
being part of that organization, you touched upon that. But that's really critical because they consistently do things right. So he has an up-close view of that and understands what makes a team win, basically, from that model. Of course, you know, if you got to have the players, you got to have the right people to do that. And the other interesting dynamic with that is, the Browns are a very young – he's taking over an extremely young team with a lot of these parts that they hope will be good just starting their careers.
Yeah, and again, you know, you don't want to overstate the Steeler influence, but I don't know too many people in the league, and I'm sure you don't either, who have been exposed to how the organization in Pittsburgh has been run, the continuity factor. They have an approach to how they do things. Who hasn't walked away and been impressed? And I think anybody that has been around the Steelers just has an edge coming in, a much better idea of what a successful organization looks like, sounds like, and acts like.
And Joe Banner, for his part, those 19 years that he spent with the Philadelphia Eagles, part of so much success there, not a Super Bowl championship, but certainly darn close and always in contention, putting that together. How much do you think that means to the Browns?
Well, I mean, you're right. Not the ultimate success, and I now live in the Philly area, and that's the first thing you hear is that the lack of a ring has really left, you know, a void there in a lot of people's minds. But if you're a Browns fan and you've suffered through the fits and starts since 1999, you know, a guy with Joe Banner's experience and width and breadth of tenure in this league has to be a welcome sight, because yes, Mike Holmgren came through the door and he obviously had a wealth of experience as well. I just happen to think he made a better head coach than he did a personnel executive. It's okay. We all have different strengths. I think Joe Banner's strength is he knows how to build an organization. And what he doesn't necessarily know about football personnel, and I think he probably knows some, he knows people who do know. And I think he'll build a successful front office and executive level in Cleveland. And to be honest, that's been lacking for quite some time.
Don Banks from SI.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don, let's take a look around the rest of the NFL, and especially what we saw Monday night from Peyton Manning. I don't want to focus totally on that, but just on the bigger picture of Manning's comeback, and that really being I think that punctuates it, helping the Broncos come back from a 24-0 deficit to win that game. What does it mean, you think, in terms of the big picture of the AFC, where you only have a couple of teams with winning records?
It was remarkable. I think we can finally put to rest any lingering questions, if they still existed, on whether Manning is back. He's not completely the same player. He's plenty good enough. He still knows how to kind of carve up a defense. Whatever he might be lacking in arm strength, he's certainly making up for. So it was, I think it's the game that's going to decide that division. I really do. I picked Denver to win it. I thought if they went to 2-4 and fell two games behind plus the tiebreak with that loss, you know, San Diego's certainly in the driver's seat, but I think Denver wins that division. I'm going to be at a game this week, Vic, that I think is the most intriguing game of the week, which is Baltimore and Houston. Mm-hmm. And those are the only two teams, as you noted, in the AFC with a winning record, both at 5-1. Baltimore hasn't looked great in winning at Kansas City barely, and then beating a mistake-prone Dallas team last week at home. But their situation is now to be watched, because without Ray Lewis and Lardarius Webb, their top cornerback, they kind of have to fully, completely, and utterly become that offensive-driven team that we've never seen the Ravens become. I think they're up to it. I think they were already a long way down that road, and I think clearly now the pressure's even further on Baltimore. So I want to see them going to Houston, see how they handle that environment against a team they beat twice last year, including in the divisional playoffs.
Have we seen the last of Ray Lewis as a player?
My gut says no, because guys with his type of pedigree and resume don't like to go out on an injury. But I think it's an unknown, and I think he has a lot of things going on off the field. His son's going to play at University of Miami. He wants to watch him play. I'm sure he'll have plenty of TV opportunities if he wants them. So, you know, I think that's a story still unknown. But if I had to put a buck down, I'd say he's back, because I bet he won't want to go out, with a triceps injury ending his career.
What does it say about the AFC that only two teams, as you say, you're going to be at that Ravens-Texans game Sunday watching those clubs, only two teams have the winning records, and basically it's not just a 3-3 division conference, it's a 3-3 league right now. But
yeah,
where do you think we are with Week 7 beginning Thursday night?
Yeah, you're right. 16 teams, half the league right now, is either 2-3, 3-3, or 3-2. And so that's just a great big kind of morass of mediocrity in the middle of the league. I think it's an interesting year, because I think there's really no true elite class. There are some teams, obviously, like Atlanta and Houston and Baltimore, that are up there, San Francisco. But every time we seemingly have tried to figure out, you know, the pecking order, it has changed. I do our power rankings. I've had five different teams at number one already entering Week 7, as most people have who've mm-hmm. done that. So I think we always kind of wring our hands at this point of the year. But the thing is, nothing really important, vitally important, happens in October. It's always a team that comes together late. This league is more than ever about getting hot late and taking momentum into the playoffs, really, regardless of where you're seated.
Is there any team right now that you look at among the usual suspects that are in contention, the Patriots being one of them coming off their loss to Seattle, the Packers having, you know, the strangest of seasons but looking like they are bouncing back, I think I can say that, the Giants doing what they did against the 49ers and the 49ers being what they are. Yeah. Of those teams right now, I mean, who is there anyone that you're pointing to and saying, okay, this will sustain itself?
I think San Francisco is going to be there in the end. I think Green Bay is going to have a really long hot streak at some point here fairly soon. And in the AFC, I really think, as tired as it sounds, I think the Patriots will put it together, win 10 or 11, take the East again, and be in position. This really may be a year where there aren't any 13-3s. The number one seeds could be 11-5s. And I think 10-6, Baltimore could win the AFC North at 10-6, and they should be pretty happy because that first place schedule is pretty brutal for them.
All right. Well, Don, tremendous breakdown. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking with you down the line.
Thanks, Vic.
He is Don Banks from SI.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.